Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. A couple guests lined up here for this next segment from Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department. We have Ryan McKee, who is the Recreation Supervisor. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing all right. Alfonso Leyva is also standing by. He's the park planner, and will be talking to us about a couple things. Good morning, Alfonso.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you guys both on. We're going to start with Ryan first because I think he's... His stuff is kind of brief, but he's got some information for us about Little Apple Glow Paddle, and I understand that's coming up here in just a few weeks.
It's coming up October 17th. We haven't had a lot of chances to do a whole lot of things this summer, but we've been excited here recently. We've had a few events with a couple obstacle course runs and our Just Do It, our duathlon in City Park, and now we got this coming up in October 17th on a Saturday. It's a sixth annual, I believe, Little Apple Paddle Glow Paddle, where we do it in the evening. It's a fun event. Looking forward to it.
So going about this, then you're right. We haven't seen a lot of events this year. Did you have to specially apply for a permit here through the health department then?
Yeah, it's been pretty challenging. Every time we have an event, we do a couple different forms and go through a couple different committees to get things approved and make sure we're staying on board with everything that's out there and keeping people safe and want people to enjoy their time, but also be safe and feel comfortable while they're doing it. So in all of our events that we've had so far, what we've found is working really well are events that you bring in people and you get them through the event. Whether it be just one at a time or small groups at a time, they finish the event and then they get out. So it's just kind of been not a lot of lingering or gathering of people. We just kind of get them in and get them out, and hopefully they enjoy their time outside and get a little exercise and a little family time together. So, and that's what this event is kind of going to consist of, is coming in and registering and, well, I guess checking in and doing the event and finishing up and then getting on out. So it'd be a fun event.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, looks like I'm looking at the Facebook page. Looks like there's a lot of folks that are interested in this. What are some things people should know about if they do plan to register?
So if they want to go on our site, there's a couple links. You can go to our website or on Facebook to Manhattan Parks and Rec. You can rent, we used to rent boats, but what we're doing this year, just because of the handling of boats and different things, we're requiring people to have their own vessel. So if you have your own vessel, that's great. A lot of people went out and bought kayaks or different things this summer. So if you have your own boat, if it's a single boat, it's $10 per single boat. And you just register those online. And then if you don't have a boat, there are a couple options. You can actually call Tuttle Creek State Park, talk to Todd Lovin out there at 539-7941. Now you can get a hold of him and rent a boat from him, or you can call Rec Services. John Wonder over at KSU Rec Services, or you can get a hold of Sarah Mueller out at the Outdoor Rec Services, NWR. So if you're a soldier or you live on the fort, you can get a hold of NWR, because this is it's a joint program we do with, working with Tuttle Creek State Park and Visit Manhattan, KSU Rec Services, and NWR. And we like to work together, and those are a couple places you can rent a boat. And then you sign up individually with us, and it includes a T-shirt. And like I said, it's October 17th. It's in the evening, so we call it the Glow Paddle because it's in the evening. We start as the sun's going down, and hopefully we have beautiful weather. We've been pretty lucky the last 5 years. And we basically go around River Pond. It's at River Pond below the dam out of Tuttle Creek. And we basically ask that you bring your mask. And when you register, when you check in, you'll be having your mask on. And when you get in your vessel, you'll take your mask off if you feel comfortable, and make sure that life jackets are required. And then we do prizes for best costume and best decorated boat. So the last few years, we've had a lot of people lighting their boats up and wearing different costumes, and we give away some prizes for those, which makes it a lot of fun. So yeah. And then once you're done with the paddle, we ask that you come in, and we Scott Laborney with Copeland Insurance provides a few snacks as people are leaving the park, so...
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a good time. I think people are just itching to do things like this right now. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know I would love to do stuff like this. It sounds like a blast. October 17th.
I think you're.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, October 17th. I think you're right, Brandon. I think, you know, one of the things at both of our events that we've had, the course races and the Just Do It in City Park, we've had multiple parents and people coming up to us afterwards and just saying, we really appreciate you doing this, and just being able to get out of the house and being able to do something with the family and just get out. You know, people are just itching to do some stuff. So that's one thing that we've been pretty proud about. Host my last few events, and we hope that this one is just as successful. So
very good. Ryan, anything else you had for us today?
I don't think so. Just, you know, a reminder, it's Saturday evening, October 17th. We've already got a pretty good start on registration. Already got a good number so far, just with getting it up last week. And there'll be more information, some posters going out and things. But October 17th, it's in the evening. Make sure you get registered off of our Facebook page or off our website. And love to have everybody involved. And if you got a vessel or kayak or a canoe, get signed up and come take advantage of it, and hopefully a nice evening.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we'll let you go, and we'll continue on with Alfonso Leyva. Thank you so much for being with us today, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for the time, Brandon. Appreciate it.
You bet. All right, Alfonso Leyva joins us now, and he is, again, a park planner here, and he's going to be talking with us about the pollinator pockets. And I don't know too much about this, so Alfonso, give me a little background on this first off.
Yeah, sure, Brandon. So the Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department rolled out a new initiative this summer. It's a pollinator initiative we are calling Pollinator Pockets. So this initiative will be part of the Parks Department for the foreseeable future. We are starting the conversation now and asking community businesses and organizations to partner with us, especially those who are located close to one of the parks we plan to implement these pollinator pockets. So in a nutshell, you know, we're analyzing our parks and identifying areas where we could stop mowing so frequently, you know, maybe once a year or even once every other year, allowing the native vegetation to grow and benefit the local pollinator ecosystem. So if existing vegetation is lacking pollinator vegetative diversity, we will overseed the area with a wildflower and forb seed mixture. Now, currently, the most visible parks we are implementing this process is at Pioneer Park and Girl Scout Park. And then when this is all said and done, the final product is going to be a document which will be shared with the public and help educate on why the Parks Department is implementing the new maintenance regimen, specifying which parks will contain these pollinator pockets and identifying local businesses and organizations which the Parks Department have partnered with in the implementation and education of these pollinator pockets.
Okay. Well, obviously, this will benefit the bees, the honeybees, and probably not just them, but other insects and stuff as well. It would be very beautiful to have some of these pockets, it looks like.
Absolutely. And we have some existing parts where we have pollinators at. We have a little area that's there at Sojourner Truth that is maintained by the Audubon Society. They also maintain an area south of Northeast Community Park. There's quite a native prairie area there. And then Warner Memorial Park, we tend to just mow that up, or hay it actually, once a year. And we're getting some good vegetation out there as well. But we're looking to expand that into other areas of our park.
Yeah. No doubt that'll help, repollinating some of those. But I imagine it will be a little cost savings then not having to mow it all the time either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be definitely a part of it. But it's also, you know, we're trying to push. And we're working closely with the Flint Hills Discovery Center and the Sunset Zoo. They have programs out there now that are helping the pollinators. And so we're wanting to be part of that that conversation and see what we can do with our parks as well.
All right. Well, normally we bring Parks and Rec on the first Monday of the month. Of course, last week was Labor Day, so that's why we have you on today. And I understand the Parks Advisory Board also got moved to today. What's on the agenda for today?
Yeah, so for the agenda, we have the Stonehaven Master Plan. And then I, myself, plus Jared Tremblay with the MPO will be presenting the Trail Counter Report. And then we'll also be talking naming opportunities for the new facilities.
Oh, so for the rec centers?
Yeah, so we have a yep, for the rec centers. Yep.
Okay, cool. That would be neat to see if we so we'll learn what the recommendations are tonight then, huh?
Yep, we'll see what will be the city. So city administration is seeking input from the Parks Board on naming opportunities identified at the new Anthony and Eisenhower Recreation Centers.
Cool. Those projects are so exciting, and they're going up quickly. If you haven't driven by, I haven't been down to the one, the Douglas Center yet recently, but I live right next to Anthony, so I'd go by it every day, and I'd come by Eisenhower on my way to work. So, they're going up fast. It's nice to see.
Yeah, all three of them are going up pretty quick. And so, yeah, tonight is the Park Board meeting. And if you have any comments on it, we are taking written public comments on the agenda. So due to COVID, we are limiting the seats at Park Board. We're limited those to about 29. Anyone is welcome to submit a public comment on the agenda. And those can be submitted to Eddie Estes prior to the meeting.
All right. Hey, I know people have been going to the parks in the last couple months since the playgrounds reopened and such, but just a quick reminder to people, if they do go out there, those are cleaned fairly frequently, correct?
Yes, that was part of the reopening process.
Okay. It's just good peace of mind, I think, for folks out there. Our parks are great. It's nice to be able to go back and engage in them, and it's nice to know we have some events coming up. Is there anything else you had on the agenda here today, Alfonso?
No, that was about it, Brian.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it, and look forward to tonight's meeting and learning more about the naming of the rec centers. Alfonso, it's been good talking with you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brendan.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.